Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Holly Shelford with the Knoxville Public Library, Youth Services Coordinator here at the library. Thanks for joining us, Holly.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We're here to talk a little bit about all the summer activities that will be going on here at the library. Our yearly summer reading program will be starting June 9th, and will be the first day of registration. And we always hold open a two-day registration, June 9th and June 10th, but you can register for the next couple of weeks if you happen to be out of town or on vacation for the summer reading program. So, yeah.
So after they're registered, then
read.
Pick your day, pick your event.
You betcha. Betcha. We have lots of activities going on here at the summer reading program.
Okay.
So you're basically going to come in, get registered. I'm going to give you your reading log. That's going to start you off. You're going to choose your books, and you can take those home and start reading and recording all your time. And then throughout the summer, we're going to have just special activities here at the library that you can come in and participate in as well.
Okay.
And lots of things. We do movie and popcorn days throughout the next couple of months. We have various story times throughout the summer reading program. This year, for grades 3 through 7th grade, we are going to do our chess hour as well. So lots of fun activities.
When do the activities themselves begin? What date?
We'll actually start June 12th will be our first movie and popcorn day, but we do have some big programs that are coming in, and I can talk a little bit about those.
Okay.
Our first program is June 18th, and it is the Science Center of Iowa will be coming here to do a performance for us. We're really excited, and you know, this year's theme being science-based, they just have lots of great activities that they do. So it's a fun way to learn science, but we don't feel like we're sitting in school. It's more hands-on, just lots of excitement. So we're really excited to have the Science Center come back. So that one is June 18th.
Okay.
At 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I have Rick Eugene. He's a magician who will also be coming and performing. Fantastic. We've had him in the past and just does a great job interacting. And that is just fun for all ages, you know. Children age 3 all the way up through us adults, we enjoy doing all the great magic performance by Rick. And then I'm really excited to bring back a juggling act this year. Dean Franzen will be returning back to our library after being absent for about 3 or 4 years. And we'll be doing some fantastic juggling performances. It's a talent that I'm not capable of doing,
no,
but he's fantastic, and in the past, the kids have truly enjoyed his program, so we're excited to have Dean come back and visit us as well. And then I will tell you one more program. I know it's far off in July. It's a new program we've not had here at the public library before, and his name is Ben Jimenez. He's coming out of Illinois, and he's a bubble man, and he's going to show us all kinds of fantastic things to do with bubbles. He will blow small bubbles, and he will make gigantic bubbles, and he will make sculptures out of bubbles.
Really?
So it's just bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. It is going to be an evening show. That will be just another program that will be open to all ages, because who doesn't like bubbles?
Right.
Lots of great activities going on. Again, we'll have our crafting days, and then at the end, we will have our outdoor day, and those of everybody who completed their reading logs and got those turned in will be awarded all their prize bags. So lots of great activities here.
Yeah, yeah. So some incentive there for the end.
It is. We do. Yeah. You know, every child, we want to send them home with a book of their own at the end too. So, yep, we encourage them to read. They can also, you know, earn extra reading logs and points by attending some of these programs and activities that we have here. And the one thing that we're, you know, really proud of, and because of the support of local businesses and the community and organizations and private donations, is that we can offer all of these activities free.
Yeah.
So that is something that that's fantastic.
Great.
It is.
Okay, how about age ranges?
Age ranges from age 1 up to 100 and plus, even 6 months. Even if you have babies, we encourage you to read to them, so we let you enroll them as well. So we have a children's program that's up to about age 11 or 12, and then we have a teen program, and then we also offer out an adult program, because we think it's important for adults to read, to set that role model.
And parents need to be present?
For children 8 and under, for all of the activities, yes. A parent or a grown-up babysitter that's 14 years of age age or older must be present with the child. Teens and stuff, they can come on their own. And
lots of fun stuff.
Lots of fun.
Great. No excuse to be bored this summer, kiddos.
No excuse to be bored. No.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yep. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Holly Shelford with Knoxville Public Library, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KMIAKRLS.com.